Well, with the headlines being made in protest over the administration of fees, etc., for the University of California system, as ordered by the Board of Regents, who are essentially an industrial base operation, the Board of Directors, if you will, for education as a profit-making operation. The University of California system is a relatively new and not particularly good idea. Cal used to mean Berkeley, and subsidiary to Berkeley were a number of California state colleges: San Francisco State, Fresno State, Long Beach State. A lot of them were essentially independent and individual operations. Then came the Shah of Iran, who put billions of dollars into expanding, particularly in California, the fledgling junior college system. And campuses were built all over, mostly on the premise that Iranian exchange students would be welcome, which they were. When I went to Monterey Peninsula College, there were a significant number of Persians there already protesting the Shah, who was paying for their education. But hell, it didn't cost much. I mean, you contributed a lot of money and got an okay for your students, but the actual cost of going to a junior college in those days? Minimal. Yeah. Roughly equivalent to your rent for the month. And you got to take a bunch of courses. The same thing at the state college level. Individual colleges. San Francisco State was a hotbed of folk music and semi-radical leftover from the labor movement of San Francisco in the 30s political discussion, but not a lot. Wasn't. Berkeley was, among other things, the home of nuclear research, and the cyclotron and a whole bunch of nuke techies were constantly being part of the game. But they were individual places. Right now, we are suffering from a state-run operation that has given into the tendency towards centralism and central operation and massive expansion as a mechanism of growth. It doesn't work for universities. Santa Cruz is a different place. Boy, ask anybody who lives there. The university there is, among other things, haven to a number of people who were politically sensitive 30 years ago. Colleen Cleaver is a remarkable woman whose experience in the organization and operation of the Black Panther Party is unequaled. Angela Davis was and is a part of these people. Through their experiences are an influence toward at least radical thinking. It's not very much true at Fresno's campus. But all of these have been lumped together, along with Berkeley itself, into this universal system in which one size fits all, and the staff are essentially indented, is that the word? Indentured grad students doing all the work while the professors draw wages and write books, or else they get fired. It's not a working system for the ultimate objective of education, higher education, which is at least to teach you the process of thinking and expose you to some alternatives that are reasonably arguable in the predicament we find ourselves these days. Let there be a leftist university system. Let there be a right-wing college groups. There already are. Lefties can go to Reed up in Oregon. Right-wingers can go to any number of universities backed by right-wing preachers. Let things divide up. Central operation, and particularly when it comes to scholarship, is not a good plan. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
You're definitely listening to The Pig, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.